His guiding hand. In Job 12, verse 9, we read that the hand of the Lord, his hand, hath wrought this. While Isaiah 40, verse 31, tells us that they that wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. You are being refined, purified in the fires of affliction for his glory. You are being renewed, remade in the likeness of his dear Son for your benefit, so that Christ is all and in all in your life, so that Christ is formed in you. The stinging blow that causes nerves to jangle and faith to wince appears an appalling mistake, and the soul cries in agony, "Why, Lord, why?" God, who chose you before the foundation of the world, knows that such trials are the food of faith. So in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, praise him and trust him and take heart. God loves, God helps, God fights, and God wins. God, who knit you together in your mother's womb, scheduled every day of your life. He crafted this. His hand has wrought this for his glory and for your benefit. God delights to exercise our faith in life, and his purposes span the ages to come. God crafts the pains and disappointments into jewels of silver and jewels of gold. We need to trust him in all things, even when we don't understand, knowing that in him all things work together for good. For whom? For those that love him, for those that are fitting into his purpose. God delights to exercise our faith, knowing that this is to the saving of the soul. Well, this is not the salvation we already have as born-again believers. It's the maturing of the saints who, through patient endurance, mature in the faith. For if we suffer with him, if we patiently endure, we will reign with him. Oh, and he desires you to be an overcomer and to overcome in all things, even this. Don't rush out and try to rectify what you perceive as a mistake, or you could stay the hand of God and prevent his better purpose in your life. Wait. Wait on the Lord. And then again I say wait. And your soul shall be blessed, and your strength shall be renewed. Stand still and watch and wait, and witness the salvation of God. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. 2 Chronicles 12, verse 17.